Toysayin Beis. Al Tispalel Ki'im Bekavonas Alev Ubenachas Kesh Yishma Ho'izen. So he says 3 points over here. You have to have Kavonas Alev. You have to daven Benachas. And it should be loud enough. Sheyishma Ho'izen. So Nachas can mean two ways, that it should not be done slowly, and it also should be done, it should not be loud. Both of them are understood under the umbrella of the word nachas. And then he says that don't say it so quietly that you can't hear yourself. You have to daven loud enough that you should be able to hear what you're saying. So let's assume when he's talking about tefillah, he's talking about Shemoneh Esrei, the lashon of tefillah usually refers to, when the Shemoneh uses it, refers to Shemoneh Esrei specifically, as opposed to the all of davening. So in Shemoneh Esrei, for sure that's true, that a person should not daven too loud. The Zohar says if a person davens loud enough that somebody else can hear you, then tefillah is not heard in Shemayim. If it's heard down here, it's not heard up there. Halachically, it says on Yom Teruah, a person can daven a little bit louder, because the only chashash in halacha says is because you're involved with somebody next to you. The assumption is on Yom Teruah, people have achzarim, so they won't get mavulbul. But even so, it shouldn't be too loud. Lucky Kabbalah, even a person will be davening all by himself, a person should daven quietly. But Kedeshishma Oizen. Now, according to the Zohar, Mishra Berurah says, actually, you're supposed to be so quiet you don't hear yourself either. Because included in, if it's heard down here, it means you yourself. Pasha, that's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara holds you need to be Mashmiyat and Oizen. And the Shabur is Machriya like that. Some say the Zohar didn't mean that. Okay, that, we're not getting involved in that. Fine. Okay. I had a limud zchus on people nowadays. You know, it's brought down that you say Pesukah Zimra, like people which are minor most, like they're counting money. You count money, you know, it's important to you. So nowadays they have these machines that do it very quickly. So maybe that's why people nowadays feel they can say Pesukah Zimra very quickly. Maybe it's a limud zchus, minor most. I was mentioning to Shmuel earlier today that I'm about Shuva, so I can't read so quickly. I have to say my Shmuel a little more slowly than others. Kavana doesn't mean what the words mean. I'm not sure. I need the Rosh is making a list of his Kabbalahs for himself, and the Rosh is making a list. You know, he's saying that you have to be careful. Kabbalah Salev. I once saw for Rabbi Kaplan, he suggests the word kavana means directed thoughts. Lashon kivun, direction. So the word kavana is directed thoughts. If you want to have your thought, it's a question of a focus, of an awareness. But I think there's another nakuda to it, which is a person wants to daven in such a way that the davening changes it. If I would walk into the presence of a melech and present my request, knowing that he cares and knowing that he's interested and knowing that he has the ability to deal with it, I would feel a relief of my burden when I walk out. If I don't feel relief of my burden after I walk out from davening, that probably means that I have a challenge in one of those thoughts. I'm not aware I'm still talking to the king. I don't believe the king can deal with, has the wherewithal to deal with it. Or I don't think that he cares. Right? So I don't feel relieved. I don't think we have a problem in our Muna issue. So probably the problem is we're not aware that the king is listening. But if we were aware that the king is listening, the person should walk out of davening with a different feeling than when he walked into davening. Rav Olba has a fascinating line one place, which he gives you one of these lines, like, probably should read the Sefer. You know, I get that. I can maybe do that avoda also. Sometimes, like, it leaves you behind in the dust. You realize that we're not on the same plane. So he says that, you know, somebody mentioned to him, like, you know, it's very difficult to focus on davening because you're saying the same words again and again. He says, I don't understand. Like, a person grows, and as he grows, the words take on a different meaning. They mean different to him. Because from a new vantage point, he sees something else he didn't see before. And every day you grow. From Shachar to Mincha, you grow. From Mincha to Marv, you grow. So there's never a tefillah which is exactly the same. He said, uh-huh. Okay. I don't know about him, but, like, for me, the words look pretty similar by Mincha as they look to Shachar. And from Marv to Mincha, also the same. So Kavana is that the tefillah is affecting you. The tefillah is changing you. The tefillah is inspiring you. The tefillah is, you're becoming more connected, more aware. It's a whole different ball game. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter that even though tefillah is one of the Targum mitzvahs, so mitzad echad it's only one of 613 mitzvahs, mitzad sheni, he says tefillah is an act of bitachon, which the Gaon says that the purpose of the whole Torah is bitachon. So from that vantage point, tefillah becomes the primary act that we do in our avodas Hashem. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's going to be the primary one. The Kuzri writes in the Lashon, he says that the heart of his time is the moment of tefillah, and everything else is a preparation that when you have tefillah, it should be a tefillah. So this is the highlight of a person's day. I once asked the person after davening, so how was his davening? So he gave me this, like, quizzical look. He said, like, it was davening. I davened. Like, you know, like, what do you mean, how was your davening? Like, so I said, I could ask you after a meal, like, how was the meal? Did you enjoy the meal? Did it taste good? Are you full? So how's your davening? He says, I davened. Like, you know, so I didn't point out to him, but this interesting Bir Halacha, the Mishnah says that a person should, that the mission, obvious mission brach is that a person should not make tefillos akva kim, it should be tachanunim lifnei amakim. So the Mishnah Berurah understands that, the Bir Halacha understands that, quoting a Bach, that means a person just davens to be yotze the chiyuv of davening, that's called tefillos akva. There's a kavias that you have to daven, so he's davening. You should not do it like that. You should do it. It's tefillah of sachar lulim lifnei amakim, and the Bach says it's ma'akev and minyot to tefillah. So Bir Halacha says, I can't tell you to go back, because according to the other poskim, you are yotze b'di'evit. But since according to the Bach, you're not yotze, getting into a situation where you're stuck with a possibly no tefillah is a very bad place to be. So you should be very careful about this halacha, he says. This way, otherwise you're stuck, pushing with the sun, you have no yotze. You can't go back, and according to the Bach, you're in yotze. So a person has to make sure that his tefillah is a tefillah which is not just to be yotze tefillah. That's the halacha of David. But tefillah is an act of tefillah v'sachal lulim lifnei amok. For most of us, there are definitely times when we're going to get stuck in the Bach is going to indict us. I once read an essay, I guess, a story about the Yom HaDin, and the story goes, it was like a trying to give it a little bit of a person one night, middle of the night, gets a knock on his door, and there's an accountant there with a long white beard, and he's an accountant. He says, his name is Rebellion. He comes from the heavenly court, and he pulls out his computer and all different things, and he starts making a calculation of all the times the person said, okay, so how do we do this? He says, well, we go through Shulchan Aruch sif by sif. We see how many times you fulfill the sif and how many times you didn't fulfill the sif. So we get to Siman Hey, which is the lochas of Kavanah and the Shem Hashem. So he tells him how many times in his lifetime he said the Shem Hashem, how many times he's a Mekayim the loch of saying with the right Kavanah, how many times he wasn't, and it goes through, etc. You know, that, like that's, you know, that's round one of the. So the end of the thing, they decide that, you know, as a protection for his neshama, which he's been damaged tremendously, there's been a writ of seizure made on his property, which means his neshama, and it's all over. So he asks for a letter of abeyance. Maybe he can make a pshar with the court. You know, it's like it makes it as if you're going through a real accounting bankruptcy situation. So we daven three times a day. I'm not even involved in Shem Hashem. I'm not going to talk about that. But we get it three times a day. How many times is the Bach and we were used against us in Shemayim? I don't know. It's a scary thought. But the point is, tefillah is a conversation. Tversky says a beautiful story about he was once by the Kosel, and as he's standing there, he sees that right next to him they bring this elderly Sardi Jew who's blind up to the Kosel. And this person comes next to the Kosel, caresses the stones, kisses the stones, and he starts talking to Hashem. He starts telling Hashem about his day. You know, Baruch Hashem, I got up today. Thank you very much. I was able to get up today. And he starts just talking like a conversational tone to his creator. So Rabbi Tversky says it was like, it's not my business to hear the conversation because he's not talking to me. But it was very hard to miss it because the person was talking in a conversational voice. He was talking out loud. He says, and it hit him somewhere along the way that this, I've never been here to feel in my life, he said. This person, it was so clear to him that he's talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, when did I realize? He says, well, the person got to one point and he started saying something. He says, oh, I told you that already, I'm sorry. He apologized for repeating himself and he continued on. This person knew he was talking to somebody. So like, why am I repeating myself? He says, for most of us, we talk to a wall at best. That the awareness that we're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu was listening. So why am I repeating myself? So I once heard from Rabbi Avinu Miller Zatzal's grandson. He told me that his Zayda used to daven in a conversational voice, Badavka, to stress to himself that it's a conversation. A conversation. It's not screaming, yelling. I'm talking to somebody. Let's talk. Just talk to him. But if you really believe that you're talking to him, it's definitely a good conversation. So you'll walk out different. Tefillah will be different. So kavanah zaleif. Now, some people said they have more kavanah when they get daven quickly, and some of them said they have more kavanah when they daven slowly. I think the answer is yes. One of my one time said, he says, you know, that there's two ways to eat an ice cream cone. There's two sheikhs in kids in ice cream cones. Some kids gobble up the ice cream cone like very quickly, and some kids savor every lick. Okay, so there's two ways to have a geshmaka davening. You could savor every lick, or you could gobble up very quickly, right? But as long as you're savoring the davening. But I think the right answer is that any person who puts himself into one more or the other is ridiculous. I mean, we're not static human beings. We have days where we're contemplative, days which we're exuberant. If they were exuberant, the davening is different davening than the days that we were contemplative. This, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman has a book. The name of the book, the title essay, and it's a serious essay on different topics about, you know, Yiddishkeit, etc. But the title essay, which gives the title to the book, is The Shul Without a Clock. It says, davening can't be on the clock. Some days you would have davening slowly, and, you know, thanking and thinking. Some days you would have gone more quickly. You know, it's a human being expressing himself. So sometimes I walk into my wife and I say, hello, how are you? I love you. I love you. And I say it, you know, in an excited voice. Sometimes I say it in a more contemplative voice. I mean, I say it the exact same tone of voice every single day. Like, there's something wrong with me. I'm not a robot. So davening can't be the same every day. It should be different. So, you know, I'm a quick davener. I'm a slow davener. I'd rather be a davener. Just, and see how it plays out. But it should be real. It should be a conversation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should be, and sometimes it means you're going to stop and think before you say it. Sometimes you stop and think after you say it. I just ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for das. Rashi is chanan das. I really feel that. Rashi, thank you that you give me das. I feel such a chesed that you. I think about that. Absorb it. Let it inspire you. Let it affect you. Let you walk out of a davening. You know, the Bershom is there for me. He takes care of me. I feel so much better now. Rafei Chalem Yisrael. Bershom takes care of Klal Yisrael. Not just me, but all of Klal Yisrael. He's Mavorach. Absorb the words of tefillah. Come on, what does it mean? Think about what the words mean. And it's Aleph Beis. The question of things that were. Kavana means that tefillah changes you. It goes into your heart. It's a Kavana Salev.